UTAG and government appear to be on a collision course over unpaid research and book allowance. While government maintains it owes UTAG no allowance, UTAG insists government owes them 2 years arrears. UTAG President Samuel Bekwin tells Brighton Trauma they are losing their patience over the unpaid allowance. He spoke to Brighton Trauma.
We still stand by our message that government owes UTAG the 2013-2014 book and research allowances in arrears. Because what the minister said, we don't know whether he's confused. We indicated clearly that the book and research allowances are usually paid at the beginning of every academic year. And the academic year begins in August and September every year. Now, if he's saying that they don't owe us and it is in September, is he talking about 2014-2015 academic year or the 2013-2014 which has elapsed? So he's just throwing some kind of dust into people's eyes and is confused about what he's saying. He knows the academic year begins in August or September, depending on whatever the case is. So which of the academic years is talking about? Is he talking about?
So there seems to be confusion as to whether government owe you or not. So how are you going to reconcile this with government?
There is no confusion as far as UTAG is concerned. Government owes us for the 2013-2014, and we stand by that, and they should check their result. If we get to 2014-2015, that is this year, September, we are not talking about 2013-2014 again, but we are talking about 2014-2015, and government will be ready to pay for two academic years.
National President of UTAG, Dr. Samuel Bekwin.